Ted Smith, president of the Florida Auto Dealer Association. Thanks for joining me today.
Jordan, what a treat, man. Glad to be with you.
Oh, man, the treat and the pleasure is all mine. I got to tell you that. It's a huge pleasure to spend some time with you today and learn what you guys are doing for your dealers in Florida. I think there's a lot of things that you guys do in the Florida Auto Dealer Association that not a lot of other states are doing. And I think it's because you genuinely care about your dealers and their local communities. And there's just a lot of initiatives that you have in place that really prove that. One is your roadshow. So tell us a little bit about that and why you chose to go to the dealers in your great state.
Dealers are busy people. They're not going to come to me if I want to learn from them, if I want to get their input, if I want to get them engaged in helping to change this industry. I think we've got to go to them. So we used to go on the road. The very first time we did this, we called them dealer drive-ins. And the whole idea was you could get there within 45 minutes or an hour, no matter where you live.
That's great.
This one is 16-city tour. So we're getting much closer than that. We're doing them everywhere. And the attendance has been phenomenal. We're talking about things that they care about, which is great.
Yeah. And I can imagine there are times where you go to the dealers with your roadshow, and this might be the first time they're engaging with you, or this is the first time that they're engaging deeper with you. So I can only imagine after doing this and traveling to them that you've had so much more positive interaction.
It's fantastic because, you know, we can't lead an industry of this size with a rearview mirror, by the way.
Yeah,
we can't lead without being having really good contact with our members. Listen, I'm not a retail guy. I depend on my retail folks to tell me things that help us improve the climate for our dealers, but really for our customers of our dealers as well.
Yeah, that's right, because it's really the consumers and the people that buy cars, the service cars, that are really keeping the dealers in business. And you're right. You have to be able to take care of them and really make sure legislation makes sense for those consumers. One of the other recent things you guys did, which is a really cool initiative, is your Hall of Fame that you created last year, where now you get to honor more dealers throughout the year, which, first off, huge props to you guys, Rita Case, Rick Case Auto Group, for being timed dealer of the year. But you're right, that's one time a year. And now you guys get to do that and honor more people within Florida. So tell us a little bit about that, Ted.
I'm so excited about the Hall of Fame because it gives an opportunity to really showcase what dealers do in their local communities. So while the time thing is cool nationally, I wanted to show what a robust contribution is being made by dealers in small towns, big towns. We recognized 15 people last November. We had a big red carpet, black tie thing in a really nice hotel in Orlando. It was so much fun. It was like going to the Academy Awards, but the dealers were the stars. We inducted 10 posthumously and 5 living dealers. And how exciting to bring those people in, bring their families in, and then spread that word all around Florida about the contributions of our members.
That's awesome. And it's cool that you get to continue to do that and have that experience with them. Now, what about some other things? Let me ask you this. How did you first get into automotive? How did that start? Where did that come from? And where did your passion really like blossom? Because it's very clear you like what you do and you like fighting for the dealer and you like making a difference in the great state of Florida.
My passion really dates back to high school, believe it or not. I'm a trade association guy. I'm not a retail guy. I was in construction insurance and fortunately found this job 23 years ago. But it all started because I grew up with a car dealer family in Richmond, Virginia. And I knew that Pontiac dealer. His daughter was my platonic best friend. And I got to see him and I just thought that guy, he was amazing. The kindest man. You know, when you're 18, they go, hey, Bob, what are you doing in my house? This guy was so gracious. So I don't know, I developed a love for car dealers. So when this job came available, I really searched it out. I chose the car dealers because I liked who they were as people. I saw what they did in Richmond, Virginia when I was a kid. And I said, man, is there a better place to work than that? And I wasn't wrong. This has been an amazing run here in Tallahassee.
Yeah. And you're right on the money. Sometimes it's the dealers and really what they build community-wise with their employees that offer some of the best places to work. And to really just be surrounded about that with the entire industry has got to feel great that now you're really living the dream and you're being a part of that. That's got to be great, Ted.
Do I get paid? No, we do it for free. We don't tell anybody.
Don't tell them that, right? Yeah. And there's so many great things that happen throughout Florida with your dealers. So Rita Case, for example, let's talk about her for a second. Just like you said, the lady has no off switch. And it's about her employees, and it's about the impact that they can make for customers, and it's about the impact that they make with their local community. So it was so cool to see her become Time Dealer of the Year at NADA. That, man, chills just seeing that.
Unbelievable. And what an honor to be there and be able to watch her and the enthusiasm that she displayed for that award. And being a female, let's face it, in our industry, that's it's tough.
Yeah.
But she lived with a master in Rick Case, her husband. And, you know, she gives him so many props. She's fantastic. And together, they were such a power couple. And they were so large in their community. Everybody knows the Cases and their contributions. And I got to tell you, he was one of our honorees at our very first Hall of Fame. We honored her husband, Rick. So she won the national, and he was recognized in the first class of Florida dealers.
Wow. But just to continue driving that home, why you do the Hall of Fame, it's so that you can honor them while they're around and, you know, before they pass away. That's a huge deal.
Maybe it's because I'm becoming such an old guy, but, you know, I think to recognize people and what they do now, I don't want to tell their story at their funeral. I want to talk about who they are and what they do right now. And I don't want to do it just for them. I want to do it for all of the people that buy cars, that can recognize that the people selling them cars and servicing their cars in their community are, sure, they're about the money. Everybody needs to make a profit, and my guys do okay. But look what they do with those dollars they receive. They reinvest them in the community. They help people. I can tell you, I go out to, when we have storm, we have tons of storms and hurricanes. We started a charitable foundation because of the damage and destruction of these hurricanes on employees. Dealerships don't need help, but that's an example of just being involved with your members. We started this charitable foundation. And so when dealership employees are hurt in a hurricane and maybe they don't have a place to go, this foundation provides some immediate monetary support for those employees. That's a little bit off of what you're talking about, but it's just an example. It took a board of directors to say, yes, that's something we ought to be doing to help our employees. It's all about helping, ultimately, having a place for customers, a good place and a good system for buying cars.
Yeah. So even just having that opportunity, so after a hurricane comes through, that employees, staff can really get help through that, through a charitable cause like that, makes a huge difference, because you only hear the other side of that, where the storm comes through and takes out the dealership. And then the dealer feels like they literally have nothing. So they have to rebuild for years and years and years. And another honoree from Time Dealer of the Year, that was his story, Troy Duhon.
Right.
That's what really made him invest so much in his people, was because of Hurricane Katrina when that went through. And I can only imagine with you guys, Charles, Francis, Ivan, when that went through in Florida a decade ago, I mean, there would have been so much catastrophe that would have happened across the entire state.
One of the very first hurricanes I remember was Charlie in like 2004. And I remember going to Punta Gorda, Charlotte County, Florida. I waited a couple of days so that, you know, people could get their feet under them a little bit. But guess who was running the bread lines, the food lines? These dealers were putting up and feeding people. I saw it in Panama City as well, not long ago with Michael. They were feeding local people at their dealership. That was money out of the profits that they've done selling cars, serving their community at a time of their absolute greatest need. That makes me proud.
Yeah, for sure it does. And even just seeing that firsthand and not just hearing the stories about it, that's got to be so impactful. And same thing with like Rick Case. So those who don't know, Rick Case passed away a few years ago. Rita took over the operations. But when Rick was around, he came up with the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty for Hyundai Kia. And it wasn't because he wanted to have better marketing. I mean, that was part of it. But he didn't want to do anything that it was for himself. It was for the consumers, and it was for the people of Florida. So I'm not sure how much you guys were a part of that, but with Rick, he went and created a small local dealer community that decided together that they were going to do the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty to prove its proof of concept before it went to Hyundai and Kia, because Hyundai and Kia said, this is never going to work. And Rick proved it. It worked.
The guy was a marketing genius, honestly. You know, he didn't get his reputation by sitting around and wondering what to do next. He was a visionary with feet. You know, he was a guy that put it into motion. And so that's who I work for. That's why my job, I've got the best job ever, because I work with people like that who really, have you ever heard anybody, you know, you might hear someone speak about a car store employee maybe not treating them right, because we can't manage every second with every person. Yeah. You never hear people talking about the dealer principal, male or female, young or old, and going, oh, I don't like that person. Normally, those guys are pillars in their community. So it's just such a pleasure to represent them in such a big industry that still drives the Florida economy in a big way. That $105 billion becomes $6.2 billion in sales tax for the state of Florida.
It's a huge revenue generator, I can imagine, for Florida. One of the other things you're able to do is really fight for the consumer so that an OEM can't come in and go direct to them in a bad way for the consumer. So there's been a lot of things you guys have been working on between last year and this year to not necessarily protect the dealer, but really to protect the consumer and what's the best for the consumer, which is dealers and why they're around, so that they can be there for their local community. What are some things you guys are working on this year?
Well, the biggest issue we have right now is enforcement of the body of franchise laws that have been passed over the years. Sure. Because I've got to tell you, there are some OEM programs today that challenge the dealer network and challenge the way my members are able to serve their clients. Some of our OEMs believe that they ought to be involved in dealer-specific functions, trade-ins, reservations, taking deposits, dealing with, typically in the past, dealer-oriented functions. Why? Because the dealers are really good at that. And that's what makes the consumer happy, having choice. We want to keep the franchise system in place to give dealers choice. If you buy something from an OEM where the OEM controls the dealership, you might as well be talking to the person at the OEM, because the dealer is an employee. They sell the car at exactly what they're told to sell it.
That's right.
You know, that's great, except it's not competitive. Mm-hmm. I believe our system trumps that all day. And now with EVs, we got a lot of EV competition. So we're really not afraid of EVs or direct sellers. However, we want to maintain that framework for the franchise system, because it creates competition. You want to go buy a Mazda, a BMW, a Chevy, go to three different stores. You get three different numbers. You get three different opportunities for the customer. The day that becomes bad, I'm going to get a job in some other industry.
But you're right. Like, it's the competition that really creates those great experiences.
Well,
the dealers that have to provide the best price or the best trade-in or just the best experience overall. That's really what creates this great opportunity for so much business within any community or within any state.
And what we saw happening was some OEMs looking at some of these direct sellers and going, oh, I want to be like them. I want to not have any dealers. I'd like to be able to go direct to the customer. Well, I guess you would, but you created a system where your dealers took millions of dollars off of your income statement and put it on theirs and bore all of that marketing expense to sell your vehicles. Now you come along and go, oh, we got a better system than that? No, you don't. The better system is to use your dealers. And it doesn't matter what the powertrain of the car is. We can sell anything with wheels on it, and we can sell it better for the customer. That's the nature of the franchise system. That's not going to change. That's not some nuance. That's a system that generates the best thing for the consumer. Again, I believe that with all my heart and with every bit of passion I have. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, you said it best. It doesn't matter if it's a car that has a either an EV or a regular gasoline engine, or if it's a hydrogen vehicle, if it's got four wheels, you can sell it. And maybe in the future, it's not going to have four wheels. Maybe it's going to fly in some way. Who knows? But you're right. It's the network of dealers that have really created that great opportunity for consumers.
You know, I've got to do a shout out to one of my dealers, Proctor Automotive Group here in Tallahassee. I hope you don't mind, but
shout out to Proctor.
You know what their slogan is for selling in this community of Tallahassee? Their slogan is, "We've been in the people business for over 100 years."
I love that.
What? Is that perfect? It's so, it explains the whole system and how it works. I love it. I just love it.
Man, that's great. Well, speaking of shout outs, I heard you had something nice to say about a Sodu.
Listen, a picture, in this case, a video.
Make sure we get a screenshot of this. There we go.
It's worth a lot. I love what you guys are doing. You're painting a new face on the automotive business. You're understanding the challenges of this industry, and you're saying to dealers, take a ride with us, and we're gonna show this product and this system you have off in a different way. And we're gonna show how you're responding to the digital marketplace. And we don't need the OEM to do that. The dealer's doing that and doing that significantly. So props to you guys. I love it.
Props to you.
It doesn't look good, but
you look good in a flat bill.
It looks great on you.
Oh my word. Well, Ted, this has been a ton of fun to spend some time with you today, talk about things happening in Florida, and really just the passion that drives you in your great organization. So Ted, thank you so much for joining us today.
I had a blast. Thanks, Jordan. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with a Sodu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.